Then the tip of the blade was back at Harry's throat. "Don't be a bloody idiot," he said. "But it wasn't my fault," Wilson repeated. "I didn't mean for any of it to happen."
"He's right," Leslie said. "It wasn't Andrew's fault. It was Lance, all of it. You have to believe us."
"Frankly, it's hard to believe what anyone's saying when they're trying to persuade you with the dangerous end of a saber," said Harry.
He wasn't entirely sure what had just happened. His summations so far had clearly been on the nail, but he hadn't really expected a confession. He'd been in stickier situations, true, but this was the first time he'd been threatened.
"I have nothing but pity in my heart for the chief witness for the state. But my pity does not extend so far as to her putting a man's life at stake, which she has done in an effort to get rid of her own guilt. I say guilt, Jenna Mill, because it was guilt that motivated her."
"I mean, if you screw up your eyes a bit, don't you think I've got a bit of a Hugh Jackman look going on?"
"Hugh who?"
"And you,
careful now,"
she cautioned playfully.
"As always, you're stunning, ageless, sophisticated. You've got that Kate Bush vibe."
"Stop right there," Charlotte said, raising a brow.
"And quit while you're acting. Your hair is on fleek, girl."
Steph flicked her bleached blonde locks over her shoulder and struck a hip-jutting pose.
"I know, right? It's like a whole thing. I'm so fuckable right now."
Hannah cackled.
"I would so turn gay for you."
"Control yourself, babes."
Hannah apologised and went over to the vanity table opposite Steph's double bed.